Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Welcome to the Puffcast. I am the fabulous Adam Richard. The outrageous Scott Brennan is here, and the punctual Toby Sullivan.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hey, every fucking.
I'm sick of it myself.
I know. Well, we are in a spa together this week, so I'm feeling a little bit more intimate than normal.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
We're teabagging.
Yeah.
If you listen to previous episodes, someone talking about someone who thought that teabagging
was
sharing a spa.
Yeah, just
was sitting in hot water with someone else.
Like tea bags. Because you often put more than one bag in your tea.
Yeah.
If you want to really calm down.
Yes.
I want to calm fucking down.
But I think a few people have been in this bar before. It's like chicken and corn soup in here.
Are we in Molly's spa?
Oh, no.
Stop it. You're making me hungry.
Well, we should probably move on to the Talking Puffy update.
Yay.
About 5 years ago, I was in my backyard entertaining a friend with my hands.
Puffcast.
Police have issued a warning to all gay men after a Melbourne man went to work on Monday without checking his room for trade. The man, known as Troy, apparently picked up some trade on Sunday night. He apparently picked up some trade on Sunday night after drinking his own body weight in $3 Jaeger shots, then forgot he was there in the morning and left for work.
Oh!
Troy is quoted as saying, "I thought he was just some unsorted laundry leaning against a pile of used Frangers on my floor. When I got home, my TV and DVD player were gone, as well as my dildo collection under the bed. Even the big one that wouldn't fit in the shoebox." A police spokes lesbian says, there she is. Translation of that is, the police are working on a new advertising campaign using the slogan, "Stop, think, don't forget to look for trade."
Ah, Bitsy. Constable Bitsy.
Oh, we love Constable Bitsy.
Constable Bitsy. In Twink news, Travis won't be coming out tonight.
Why not?
He opened a bottle of Amel with his teeth on the weekend, and his mouth looks like Betty White's vagina.
No!
We'll keep you updated as more news comes to hand.
Updated. After spilling a bottle of Amel in your mouth, you can pretty much fit anything up there.
Yes.
That's an amazing visual.
You could get Betty White up there.
Thank you for being a friend.
That's the news. That's the talking puffy news.
You just mimed Betty White singing the theme tune to the Golden Girls up someone's ass. To all of Australia
correct. And
the world.
That is there absolutely you correct.
That is some skills you got there.
Do you know what, this morning, I was, you know, Peter and I were padding around the house, and what I thought Peter said was, fuck Justin Bieber.
Which is, you know,
And I said, why are you going fuck Justin Bieber? And he said, no, what I said was, fuck you with Justin Bieber. and then he did an impression of...
Justin Bieber.
Of squeezing Justin Bieber all in. So he was standing in the lantern going,
baby, 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 baby.
Oh, hang on, I've dropped my pencil. Just bend over and pick it up.
Baby, baby.
Pop, baby, baby. Oh, now I have to start again.
I do not comprehend why, if he was stuck up your ass, Justin Bieber would continue to sing.
Because he's a professional.
Because
that's why.
Because he's an android and he cannot be switched off.
It wouldn't be fair to the fans. He'd be on his little Twitter just going, hey, true believers, I know I'm stuck inside Toby's ass, but I'm still going to keep singing. It's what Jeebus would want.
True believers.
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Yeah. True believers. Yeah, yeah. You go on Twitter and you find it's my favourite thing. I follow all the Bieber names.
Fever.
Oh, man.
I believe in miracles.
Oh.
Believe it or not.
Oh, daydream believer.
Daydream believer.
Yep.
Yeah, Justin. When Justin Bieber grows up, it's going to be a little bit sad because we'll lose a valuable punchline. like unless Miley Cyrus gets all some gear, quick, fucking smart, we won't have a punchline left.
I love Cyrus.
The Cyrus
is that
machine.
Wrong?
No, that's not wrong at all.
She really Billy Ray Cyrus's.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Oh. I saw her in LA.
Did you saw her performing or just, shops?
Well, literally, I did. I was walking down the street and there was a whole bunch of camera people standing outside a gym. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. And then, so I stuck around. About 5 minutes later, Miley and her Australian boyfriend.
Right. Liam Hemsworth.
Came out of the gym.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't want to impress anybody, but I have seen Miley Cyrus walk to her car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We're not worthy, Toby. We're not worthy.
No, correct. Factually correct.
This has been another edition of, oh, my God, Toby, when are you going to shut up about your fucking overseas trip?
Yeah.
I'm Australian. You know the rules. I've been overseas for 3 weeks. I must now constantly refer to it for the next 4 years. Yes. Does anybody want some chips? Yeah, I had some chips in New York.
Yeah.
They were quite like Melbourne chips, but they were just so much more exciting.
Because they're in New York.
Because in New York, chips are chips like 24 hours a day.
I know. Yeah. It's like the chips that never close.
I know. You know how in Melbourne, a chip will just like shut at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, I know.
Do you prefer Hell's Kitchen chips or Lower East Side chips?
I like a Tribeca chip myself.
Yes.
Oh, no, I can't stand Tribeca. When I move to New York, I won't live in Tribeca.
No.
Fucking... You know what? Shut up. We've all had a bintang in Bali. Shut up. Doesn't make you special.
It does not. Oh, dear. We should move on to the next bit.
Yeah.
Don't insert a digit.
It is now time for the gay to Z. It's E.
We're working our way through the alphabet.
That's right.
From A to Z.
We have had some suggestions on the internet. Someone said E for ecstasy, and I said we're not that crass.
No.
No.
We would never talk about
that is low.
Drug use.
No.
That is low humor.
What don't we do are it, kids. Stay in school. Stay in school, school kids.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah.
And stay in school, kids, and wait for Scott to pick you up.
But we have E for this week is ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Which we've all had a few.
And then there's the ones that you don't actually know were ex-boyfriends.
They think they're ex-boyfriends.
They think they're ex-boyfriends, and you think they were...
just driving you home in a cab.
Yeah.
I gave you the $17.40. What's this boyfriend bullshit? What are you talking about?
Just because I let you bum me off at the end.
That's just a normal cab ride for you, isn't it, Adam?
I had an ex-boyfriend once who...
Get out!
No.
Yeah, it's true. Look, boyfriend was like sort of 3 weeks. Like, I've had infections that have lasted longer.
I've had,
Who, I don't want to say that he was shallow, but his phone number he told me was, it's 0412 Thucks Cox.
Oh, my God.
With X's?
Yeah, with X's.
Did he charge you for phone calls?
I paid.
Yeah.
I paid. Jesus Christ.
Sucks Cox.
He was a doctor, too.
Oh, wow.
Dr. Sucks Cox. Sounds like a Motley Crue album.
How old was he when you had your 3 week relationship? How old were you both? Oh, if he's a doctor, he's got at least done 8 years of school.
I was like 25 or something like that. So this was sometime in the 1940s.
Because have you noticed? Now, I'm, well past my prime now, but there was a period where I call it the age of one night stand consent. Where you don't realise it's been a one night stand. Like, I think I think it's about 23 when you get it.
It's kind of when you realise that it's disposable.
Yeah.
That you go, okay, that's it. Thanks.
Also, I think there's a code word that we have all heard, and it's kind of an unspoken thing, that in the morning, if you hear the phrase, that was great, I'll see you around.
By around you mean
I might run into you
never
one day.
Again.
Never again.
Like,
yep.
Whereas, if you have the misfortune to go home with someone a little bit younger than you, who might be under the age of one night stand consent, you'll get a bit of around like the shops.
Oh, I see what you're
around here.
And there really is like there's a definite line. There's a transition that you go through and some people haven't got there yet.
And I think it's heartbreak that teaches it to you when you go, what? You mean this is just, when you say around, you mean never? I know, it's even more embarrassing when I used to work at a gay bar and I once took a man home and we, had relations.
Now he plays coy. Five episodes in hand.
Yeah, hang on. Had relations. What, you had like uncles and aunties over?
we did the dirty. And then in the morning, he's like, oh, where's the train station? When I was around the corner, because, you could hear the fucking boom gates from my house because I lived in prime real estate.
Or were they warning bells?
I think they were, because then in the morning he said, "Oh, so I'd like to see you again." And I went, "Yeah. I work at the gay bar. Just come on in.
Just come in
when the drag show's on. I'll be behind the bar not doing much." And he's like, "Oh, I don't have enough ID to get in there." And I went, "Well, I will never see you again. And don't call the police."
Wow. See, I had a good experience just a couple of weeks ago. I picked up a young gentleman and we'd...
What is with this Jane Austen bullshit?
I had a gentleman caller and...
Who invited Mr. Darcy? What are you talking about?
We're waiting for him to get his shirt wet.
I had a gentleman caller and we did it in the shit pipe. And
thank you. That's what I've been waiting for.
And we got up in the morning.
Did he throw up a handful of sand so he can get some traction?
Like throwing a sausage down Burke Street.
Moving on. But in the morning, you know, we did the whole thing. It was really nice. We had a nice cuddle in the morning. Had another crack at it in the morning. All that kind of stuff.
Crack at it in the morning.
But then in the morning, he said, oh, okay, great. That was thanks. I'll see you around. And I did the same thing. Great, thanks. See you around. And he left. And it was really great. Like, it was really refreshing that someone really got it. But then I went, hang on a minute. Why didn't he try to see me again? I would have said no. But why did he? What's wrong with me?
You know what's wrong with you?
What?
You went home with him after less than a sentence.
Which is more than normal.
I know, you knew his name.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Scotty.
Poor me. But I did, yes, I did have a young chap. And we had a one-night stand. Then went to a movie the next day. It was kind of a date. But I made it clear that I wasn't interested.
That's tentative.
Yeah, but then I proceeded to get text messages every single
day. How old? When you say young, how young is young?
He was 24.
And how old are you?
I'm 38.
That's a different answer than you gave me last time I asked him. Last time when he said he's 24, I went, how old are you? He goes, 25.
Maybe you sent the wrong message. What movie did you go and see?
Like, Toy Story.
Toy Story 3.
Infinity and Beyond. Wrong message.
Did you really
wrong
go and
message.
See Toy Story?
Yes, we did.
I was joking.
See, next time, take him to Predator.
Yeah.
Just ran the message home. See this? See this,
that's
fella?
You, yeah.
Uh-huh. Get it? Get it?
Oh, no. Well, I think we should probably move on to some talk about the election.
The election rages.
The election rages.
Has anyone been paying any kind of attention?
Not really.
No. Unless Julia Gillard's running a policy of extended happy hours at the PM.
Not interested.
No, we have had an approach from a member of one of the lesser known parties. We should put in a call to him right now.
Hello, I'm George Takei.
Podcast. So with the current federal election raging, we have on the line a minor party candidate who is still speaking to our constituency very directly.
Yes.
Please welcome Simon Finkter. From the Bum Sex Party.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, fellas. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
The Bum Sex Party.
Yes, that's right. We want to put a member in the lower house.
Of course you do. Are you the candidate?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. That's me, yes. Yes, we're really working for bum sex people everywhere.
Right. So yes. If Julia Gillard's moving forward, where are you going?
We're inching backwards. we look forward to inching backwards on you.
Where has the party come from? Is this a grassroots movement?
Well, yes,
that
we really put
who
the
are
roots,
you?
We put the roots into grassroots. basically, you know, we're just a bunch of people who really like it up the pooper, and so we want to get our voice heard in Parliament. You know, we've had a few problems, like the Labor Party. We've had a few leaks. and we don't so much have policies as positions, and most of them involve my feet in the air. Yeah, but in the Bum Sex Party, we're not afraid of backing down or flip-flopping. We do have some policies, though. Yeah, we're combating climate change by plugging a major source of methane.
I was going to say, I hope you're lowering emissions.
Yes, and I hope to be the sitting member for the Bum Sex Party. Hey, yes.
Is there a computer writing these puns? This is amazing.
I've got more. I can go for hours.
Please do, Simon Finkter.
Is it true, Mr. Finkter, that before you were known as the Bum Sex Party, in opposition to the Greens, you were known as the Browns?
Yes.
Is that a fact?
Yes, that's true, but we decided to flush that idea.
It's like an X-rated Dr. Seuss. This is brilliant.
So if someone called you a total douche, you'd take that as a compliment?
Yeah, well, I would, because there's nothing worse than a partial douche.
Fact.
Yeah, you don't want to come across one of those.
No. So we're really looking forward to the election. We're kind of hoping that we'll get a few donkey votes, if you know what I mean.
Are you actually hoping for a hung parliament?
Yes. That would have been my next one, yeah.
I thought so.
What's your favourite kind of election? A Chinese election?
Yes, we do like an erection. Thank you for... Wow. Really,
that was cheap and racist. I do apologise for that.
So what else do you have to say to Australia, Mr. Finkter? Simon Finkter.
We're going to be standing up, or rather lying down, for the rights of all bum sex lovers out there. So really, just when, you know, just think of us when you're pushing that paper through the slot.
Oh, well, I am so glad that that conversation had nothing to do with votes.
That's extra. Well, when you cast your vote on election day,
yes.
Gay Australia, just keep the bum sex party.
Use your vote wisely. Chuck one up us.
Oh, let's hope to see you in the Senate.
Yes, I hope so. Thanks, fellas. Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime.
Hey, Kate, what's yours?
Pufta.
Pufta?
Yeah.
Pufcast.
Well, it is time for the community billboard down here at the wrong end of the Pufcast, as if there's a right one.
Yes.
It's been a journey. It's been an amazing journey.
It has been a journey. Now, Gator of the Week.
Yes, what have we got?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of an election-based one.
Topical.
I've been on Gator, of all things. I've tried everything, but Gator always seems to pay out more. I found a 40-year-old man. He's looking for professional athletic men in Melbourne. He says, I'm a hardworking professional man, very athletic, kind, sincere, ambitious, smart, funny, loves a good adventure.
He's selling this too.
Yeah.
He says he loves to snow ski and snowboard, hiking, swimming, gym, running, blading, travel, anything cultural.
Oh.
I think this is Tony Abbott.
Oh, my God.
I think Tony Abbott's trawling for twinks and Gator.
I think you could be onto something there.
You know when...
Does he mention speedos? Like...
Well, you know, swimming, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Running, blading, travel. Blading. Wow. Who the fuck rollerblades anymore?
40-year-olds.
40-year-old man. Who thought it was cool when they were 19?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, everyone needs love.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen Corinne Grant perform lately, but she has been doing it. She's been talking about Tony Abbott and saying, you know, he runs on the beach, he's always in the surf, he's, you know, got the boardies on, he's doing all that kind of thing. She said, is it a political campaign or is it a tampon commercial? I think she's right.
I think she's onto something there.
He is a stuck-up cunt.
Yep.
What? Did I say that out loud? of course, we can't go any further without a diversity corner. This week, Bitsy, our lesbian correspondent.
How's she doing? How are you, Bitsy?
Yeah, what's she got?
Oh, no.
Right.
Jesus.
Oh, Bitsy. Yeah, that does sound dire.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Bitsy,
really? And
Bitsy.
A rash? Oh.
We all miss MasterChef, I know. We all love Marion, and it's sad to see her go.
Where are the complaining lesbians? No one's complaining.
No
about
one
Bitsy.
Has complained. No
Five
lesbians.
Weeks, people. No one has complained.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, lesbos. Get off your fat asses and fucking send us an email, you lazy bitches. Wolfcast at talkingpuffy.com.au if you'd like to email us.
Otherwise, misogyny@hotmail.com.
It's not misogynist if you're only being mean to lesbians. I love all right. women, just not them. I like some lesbians. I'm just being rude just because I like to get a rise out of people.
If you need a jar opened or something,
yeah,
fight on my lesbians.
Yeah, you've blown a gasket or something.
Just to prove that I love women, I think we should get on the blower to Melinda Buttle and do top or bottom.
Yes. I love her.
You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
It is time for top or bottom with...
It's my favourite!
The bottom whisperer, our favourite Brisbanian, the gorgeous Melinda Buttle. How's it going, lovely?
Oh, it's going great, thank you. And personally, I just prefer to call it Brisbanus when I'm...
Right, that'll do for this week, probably.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thanks for one joke. That's the podcast finished. No, we have quite a couple for you this week.
Are you feeling good? You still got your instincts
on? Your mojo?
Oh, I'm ready. I am like I'm getting a B for bottom. I'm getting a anus. Do you know someone with an anus?
I am
popping over.
Well, it is Australia's probably most high profile gay couple.
I would say so.
Two stars from different spheres who've come together.
Ding-a-ling-ling.
In the world, I can't hear the word sphere without snickering.
One of them was on Home and Away. One of them was on Australian Idol, and now they both do musical theatre. What a surprise.
Not gay at all.
It's Anthony Kalia and Tim Campbell. Mel.
Right, well, this is a good one, and I actually had to do a little bit of research into this.
By research, do you mean...
I read New Idea.
Oh, okay. Right.
Anyway.
With Anthony Kalia and Tim Campbell, actually, this is a trick one. I know you guys are trying to trick me because their career is actually the bottom. I've seen it. It just lays there limp, hoping that no one comes along and fucks it anymore. But I did some reading, and on Tim's website, it says that he's one of Australia's most versatile performers.
Oh, hint, hint.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah. Where there's smoke, there's fire.
But I have come to the conclusion, you know, using all my bottom whispering skills, that Anthony's on the bottom of the charts and the bottom of 10.
Yeah. Well, and strangely enough, on Anthony Kalia's website, it says that he really loves it up the shitter.
There you go. Yeah, yes. I didn't read that one.
All right. See, I had always come to the assumption that using a stepladder and a full-body condom, that Anthony Kalia was technically the top in a kind of
he
giant...
went in head first.
Yeah, like a giant butt plug with arms and legs.
Not so giant, though. He's like purse size.
I just can't imagine him topping. Can't imagine Anthony Kalia topping.
No.
It'd be like you know, Lavinia hosting Hey Hey. It just doesn't. It's all wrong. It's just against the natural order of things.
Yes, if you follow them both on Twitter, you will notice that Tim's always complaining about how much money Anthony spends.
Meaning.
Mm-hmm. Too many shoes, lady.
Yeah.
Too many shoes. Well, thank you very much.
Not the great thing. The great thing about topping Anthony Kalia is, right, is that he's so tiny that you could just get on with the housework while you were doing it. Like, you wouldn't necessarily get in the way. It'd just be like wearing mittens.
Yeah. You could probably learn salsa dancing or something.
I think doing the vacuuming is more awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Melinda Buttle.
Thanks, Al. Top or bottom
for another week.
I was overweight and embarrassed to go anyplace. AIDS helped me get back into a size 12.
Oh, Melinda Buttle, top or bottom, always hilarious.
it's uncanny, isn't it? Spooky.
It is amazing.
It is, freaky. Now, next week, we'll be coming to you from the Wickham Hotel in Brisbane.
Viva Bris Vegas.
I'm excited about that.
We love a drag show, and they do no better drag show than at the Wickham Hotel.
I am concerned. In all my sweet young life, I'm yet to have a good time at the Wickham.
Well, next week is it, then.
The Wickham, for me, is like waiting for a bus, only louder. You're just standing around waiting for something to happen, and then after I think, you know what, fuck, I'm just going to walk.
And then four will come at once.
Well,
I hope it's good.
We'll also we'll talk to Melinda Buttle, not just for top or bottom. We'll find out what it's like to be a fag hag at the Wickham in Brisbane and other clubs. And Toby will regale us with some of his stories of his overseas trip.
Woo-hoo! I've been overseas. I've travelled. Okay. I have Foxtel.
Yeah. That's next time on the Poofcast.
See ya.
Mr. Humphrey.
fish, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Then we bring in Melinda Butthole.
Get off your fat ass.
<up. laughs>